Viva La Hova right there?
Viva La Hova.
Lost.
Little
remix.
Coldplay, Jay-Z.
Best of both worlds.
Very good performance at the Grammys, we're saying.
Who performed it? Coldplay did?
Coldplay and Jay-Z did.
Really?
Yeah, together.
I missed it. I missed that. And I missed the whole Grammy, you know, weekend.
And Swagger Like Us, all the guys were there. Remember Home Chick, MIA was there pregnant, like, the day she was supposed to have the baby, she was sporting the biggest belly of all
what
time.
What year Grammys? Last 2 years ago?
No, like 12 minutes ago.
Like 2 weeks ago, Grammys.
Yes.
I
you didn't
it.
Watch?
I did not watch
Apparently
it.
You don't listen to the Midday Show. It was a big part of the show.
No, I was probably out.
Hoffy and I broke down every award.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did.
Really?
Yes.
Who won Best Alternative Music Album?
Easy one. The Smiths.
Hoobastank? Was it Hoobastank?
I don't know.
Was it Coolest Night?
Hey, you know, we love the Rockets, right, Raheel?
I love the Rockets, especially now with that Tracy. I'll say it. Oh, I don't care.
If you guys listening could have heard some of the things that Raheel was saying earlier, but we got a couple friends in the studio, and from the dreamshake.com, Lee Gramier, am I saying that correct?
You are.
And who'd you bring in? Because I don't even know if I can say it out loud because he's like 10 years old.
This is Tom Martin, one of Marco Writers.
Who's How's actually who goes the best writer of the yeah. website, right?
And he's double majoring.
I don't even think it's close.
Tom Martin's double majoring at Rice.
The double major.
That is
the double
crazy.
Entendre.
That's why you're such a good writer.
Uh-huh. Yes. Well, we are talking a little bit of Rockets, and I didn't get to do my what segment today, but one of the questions, there's two questions I want to start off with you guys, and we'll do a roundtable discussion like we did with Sage and with Craig Weibel earlier. Yesterday was the reason I love and hate Yao Ming. Along those same lines, yesterday is the same reason why I love basketball and hate it. In the same game, Rockets going on a 15-0 run, block after block, Ron Artest stealing, hitting shots, 15-0, you're feeling good, or up by 19. They miss every free throw known to man, and at the end of the game, I was so physically drained. If they won or if they lost, I was going to be kicking some ass today. But yesterday, those two things hit me. I love Yao. He's unstoppable. In the post, if you're going to cover him one-on-one, you're going to lose. And if he makes a stupid foul like that again, I'm going to have to kick him in the shin. Not really, but Lee, your thoughts?
Well, I agree with you for the most part. I mean, it seems like we keep getting those leads and, you know, not to jump on Ron or anything because, you know, he's been a real big part of getting those leads with all his three-pointers. But every time we seem to get a big lead like that, he starts becoming a ball stopper. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if he's just trying to kill clock or what. But he will just take the ball and dribble and dribble and dribble and then decide, okay, well, I'm gonna jack up this shot. And it goes in occasionally.
Isn't that what we got upset with Tracy about? Isn't that the same thing we got upset about with Steve Francis?
It is indeed. And you know, my
I give Ron a pass, though.
Yeah, my pass for Ron is specific. The reason why I give him a pass is because the other, you know, 40 minutes of the game, he's not doing that. But I don't know what it is. As soon as we get a big lead, that's what happens. And as far as Yao goes, I've never seen him do anything like that foul at the end of the game like that. And I don't know if it was the second end of a back-to-back or if it was because, you know, he was so frustrated about all the fouls he's been called for. I mean, yet again, I can't remember that. I think it was two offensive fouls again last night. Both of them just absolutely ridiculous. And I had to catch myself.
what is he doing fouling Chauncey Billups at midcourt? You shouldn't be reaching after any guard, a 90% free throw shooter. You guys can't hit a free throw. You stop the clock at 2:33. Do I seem upset?
Yeah. I mean, not only that, why is he doing it at the end against Chauncey Billups? Why is he ever, under any circumstances, reaching down on any guard ever, even if it was Rafer?
Yeah, it's a complicated man. That's why.
You know what, though?
It was funny when he did it. I was laughing. I was like, did Yao really do that? It was pretty funny. Well, they won the game. It's a joke.
Let me say this, and Tom, I'd like to get your thoughts, too. It's hard to get upset for a guy for playing defense. And that's what he was doing. But it's at certain times when you have five fouls, just call off the dogs. You know, just let certain things happen.
Well, you also have to know your limits. I mean, you have a 7-foot-6 guy going out to get a point guard at midcourt. It's always inexcusable, especially when it's, you know, fourth quarter, middle of a game. He has 5 fouls. I maybe can see out of frustration, possibly. Maybe he's trying to, you know, exhibit some more effort, but I just couldn't see a good reason for it whatsoever.
Well, and another thing, what's up with people taking off his clothes?
What?
Didn't you watch that play? What's his name? Nene was like, had his hand up his back, basically lifted up his jersey.
I didn't see that. That's...
It was basically MMF without the F.
It's Brazilians, they like them some Yao Ming, I guess. I don't know. I mean, what's up with Nene having one name?
Are we going
sure
with
on that either?
Is Nene or Nene?
Nene.
What are we going with? Because like everyone's changing it. Like left. I'm not saying last night Warrell called him Nene. Nene, like every name was used yesterday.
Well, Bill can't seem to get our own players' names right, so, I mean.
Stay away from
I love the guy. He's been a Houston institution, but come on. He's starting to lose it this
year. There's a reason why.
Did you see him? Aaron Brooks at the end of the game came and kind of played around with him, and Aaron was like fake punching him in the back. And Bill looked like he was pissed. He's
he actually got
mad. I'm about to knock him out. Slap him right in the face.
Yeah, Bill's good.
Hey, let's take a call. I got my boy Jose on the line. What's up, Jose?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
Chilling,
what's
yo. Up,
so you got a crew on the studio, so I figured to talk a little Rockets. What's up, Heezy?
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Chilling, dude. Hey, so I hear you randomly got selected twice in a row.
Oh, my God. We went snowboarding this past weekend, and we flew into Albuquerque. And for whatever reason, when Ramzali walks through security, he gets stopped. I wonder why. But, I did get stopped twice. And it didn't help that I had a briefcase with some radio equipment in it. That doesn't help at all when it looks like a bomb case. Oh, thanks, Chance, for making me carry that.
So just randomly selected twice.
Random. Man. Yeah, one of them happened to be a listener. That was pretty cool.
Well, anyways, about the Rockets, man, you know, watching the game last night, to be honest with you, I was frustrated when Yao committed that foul, but I kind of, at the end of the game, we won. I thought it was a good test for the young guards, you know, and just to show that we could still win without Yao, because we basically did everything possible to lose that game last night, and we still came out on top. But I'll tell you what I'm noticing the most out of this team is that it's evolved. I mean, we're talking this team going to where, about 15 games ago, we were like, this team is soft, this team's not going to be in the playoffs. And there's just this attitude that's come into this team, you know, ever since Ron Artest kind of took over where, I mean, like you said, you know, I just didn't feel we were going to lose last night. I mean, I knew we were, you know, very shaky and, you know, at times it looked like we were going to lose the lead, but for whatever reason, I just felt like, you know, we're just not going to lose. Regardless of what happens, we're going to come out with a win.
I'll tell you what. Anytime you went on the road, especially this game, I don't think people understand the importance of how big a victory in Denver is because, A, if those teams meet up in the first round, if it's a 4-5, they get the tiebreaker, A. B, the rest of their schedule, I mean, you got the Lakers on Wednesday. You got the Spurs twice by the end of the year. You got the Mavericks one more time. You got every team in the Western Conference playoff mix, all 8 teams and the 9th team, Phoenix, you're going to play. I mean, and there's 17 games left now. I mean, and only 2.5 games separate you from being out of the playoffs, or not being the eighth seed, excuse me. I know the Suns have fallen off, but this is a huge win, especially on the road where they had lost 6 of 8 beforehand.
Well, let's not forget that Denver also was, 23-7 going into that game at home. Now, like the Rockets, haven't been a great road team, but at home they've been nearly unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing with Denver – oh, go ahead, I said.
Oh, basically, I mean, you said 17 games. Basically, we could go, 9-8, and we end up with a 50-win season. I mean, I said at the beginning of the season, I think 48 wins is pretty much going to be the cutoff. And as far as seeding, you know, and I've been saying this forever, I would love to have first-round home court advantage, but I don't think in the Western Conference it's going to make much of a difference. You know what I mean? It's just so tough, man. 1-8, I mean, if you face Portland, you're going to have your issues. If you go against Dallas, you're going to have some issues. You know, so, I mean, it's just going to be, you're going to have to face these teams regardless, you know, even if you make it to the Western Conference Finals. So, seeding, I'm not too concerned about. I'm just more concerned about getting in there. And with Shane and Ron, you know, at the guard spot on the defensive end, man, I'm telling you, I'll take my chances with just about anybody.
Hey, Jose, I'll tell you this, though. I know you have to play the teams, but you know what? A nicer road would be nice. I mean, when the Rockets won the championship in 95, they had the toughest road of all time. I think they beat 3 60-win teams and a 50-win team. They beat Utah. They beat Orlando. They beat Phoenix. I mean, they beat everybody, San Antonio in the Western Conference Final, all these great. And, yeah, it can be done. It's not the easiest way. That's why I want to beat Utah. No. You know what? I want to beat Portland. I want to beat Dallas. I want to beat one of a team that, A, is young and doesn't know how to win the playoffs yet, or I want to beat a team that's basically physically, mentally soft like the Mavs.
Yeah, the Rockets are 15-17 on the road. I definitely want home court advantage as often as possible in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Well, especially, I mean, it's Utah. I hate to, you know, go against everything we believe in here and, you know, insulting Utah as much as possible, but I would hate to face Utah in the first round, especially as hot as they are at home. And, you know, we had a tough loss against them last time. We played really well in that game. But at the same time, if it was a seven-game series and they have home court advantage, I think it'd be a difficult road for us, especially considering some of the other teams that we could end up playing. So, I mean,
I don't think the refs would blow it seven games in a row in the playoffs, would they? Like they did against the Jazz last week?
Well, I think it's a matter of that we just honestly match up terribly with Utah. We match up literally with every other team in the league better than we match up with Utah.
Guys, you stay for one more segment? We'll talk a little bit more Rockets. I want to get some Astros talk afterward and some Texas stuff as well. Right now, though, we've got to take a little break. Let's go to the Texas Citizens Bank traffic desk. And Jose, thanks for calling.
Southwest Freeway, northbound at Dunleavy, we have an accident blocking two center lanes. Traffic